I don't need to come home to this shit.
Dina works as a dispatcher at the Spruce Harbor Police Station, and as far as Molly can see, there isn't much to stress over. A few drunk drivers, the occasional black eye, petty thefts, accidents. If you're going to be a dispatcher anywhere in the world, Spruce Harbor is probably the least stressful place imaginable. But Dina is high-strung by nature. The smallest things get to her. It's as if she assumes everything will go right, and when it doesn't, which, of course, is pretty often, she is surprised and affronted. Molly is the opposite. So many things have gone wrong for her in her 17 years that she's come to expect it. When something does go right, she hardly knows what to think. Which was just what had happened with Jack. When Molly transferred to Mount Desert High School last year, in 10th grade, most of the kids seemed to go out of their way to avoid her. They had their friends, their cliques, and she didn't fit into any of them. It was true that she hadn't made it easy. She knows from experience that tough and weird is preferable to pathetic and vulnerable, and she wears her goth persona like armor. Jack was the only one who'd tried to break through. It was mid-October, in social studies class. When it came time to team up for a project, Molly was, as usual, the odd one out. Jack asked her to join him and his partner, Joe.